Maybelle and the Carter sisters here at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUPFM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSAJ-FM, Grove City, WCUC-FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW-LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, by phone, 631-359-8728, and slbradio.org/radio.
Takes a queen of second chances to hold this brand new man, but she says we're at the end of the line. She gave no warning signal, she never hit the brakes. Finally punched that ticket on this purple heart of mine. That love train, screaming on down the tracks. That love train, it ain't coming back. I'm on the lonesome side of town, can't engineer a turnaround. On, 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 love train. That smoke there in the distance is the end of her. My darling left us drifting down low. That love train, screaming on down the tracks. That love train, honey, it ain't coming back. I'm on the lonesome side of town, can't engineer a turnaround. On, 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 love train.
And Love Train here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We were talking about the Carter family and Maybelle Carter in particular in our last hour. And that's caused me to take a look at a documentary about the Carter family. It's called The Carters, Winding Stream, subtitled The Carters, The Cashes, and The Course of Country Music. And it's available on DVD. It was released in 2016 with mixed reviews, although in aggregate, actually, relatively high reviews. That's one I didn't know about until just now.
Vocal Confluence joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Vocal Confluence, Pittsburgh's only all-voice barbershop a cappella chorus, presents Sounds of Steel, an a cappella tribute to Pittsburgh artists, featuring artists who were born and raised in the Pittsburgh area. Sounds of Steel takes place on Saturday, May 17th, and Sunday, May 18th, at the First Presbyterian Church of Edgewood. More information on Sounds of Steel and Vocal Confluence is available at vocalconfluence.org.
SLB summer camps offer middle and high school students one-of-a-kind experiences at our Youth Media Center, including opportunities to learn new skills, get creative, make new friends, and have their voices be heard. Our summer 2025 schedule includes 6 weeks of camps in July and August. No experience is needed and scholarships are available. Learn more about themes, dates, and how to register at slbradio.org/summercamps2025.
This is Molly Lazari, a student at Westmont Hilltop and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and one of the events going on is the Planting a Rainbow event on May 13th, hosted by the United Way of the Southern Alleghenies from 10 to 2. The Planting a Rainbow event is a free event that is closed to the public and is for Morrell Neighborhood School students only. As a Remake Learning Youth Ambassador, I'll be there helping and enjoying the event. After, I'll be following up with a story recapping the event for those who are not a part of the Morrell Neighborhood School. Those attending will be going on a STEAM-based planting trip to a neighborhood garden. Those attending will also be read and will receive a free book entitled Planting a Rainbow by Lois Ehlert. The Planting a Rainbow event is one of hundreds of free events running during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Day celebration from May 3rd to May 22nd. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for today's Brigade Charade. You know how this works. We are going to give you some clues as we play a charades together. I can't, I can act them out, but because we have the technology to filter the pictures before they reach your home, it won't be of much help. So I'll need to use my voice. The clue is circular in nature. Circular in nature. Three syllables in our answer. Syllable one, mindless repetition. Mindless repetition. Mindless repetition. Syllable two, unit of measure. Syllable three, often follows ta. Once again, the clue is circular in nature. Syllable one, mindless repetition. Syllable two, unit of measure. Syllable three, often follows ta.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck. Here's Guy Clark. This dates to 1970.
Station to your door, I turned around 10 times or more, headed back to California. Life was good in California, I felt fine in California. Look down the road, mama, can't you see the sunshine? And can't you feel the wind, feel your mind unwinding you? Sets me free. Ah, the pain is gone, your coffee's fine. So through the door I chased my mind, headed back to California. Life was good in California, I felt fine in California. Look down the road, mama, can't you see the sunshine? And can't you feel the wind, feel your mind unwinding? Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you feel the wind? Feel your mind unwinding you?
Took me in. blind, and you took me in. I lost my way, and I had no kin. I was blind, I lost my way. The path I walked led me astray. Didn't have to, but you took me in. You took me in from the rain and snow. I was all alone. But you took me in. Well, I was tired, and you took me in. I could take no more, and I was lost in sin. I was tired, I could take no more. You made me a pallet down on your floor. You didn't have to, but you took me in. You took me in from the rain and snow. I was all alone, no place to go. In the heaven above now, they surely know. You didn't have to, but you took me in. I was in prison, and you took me in. Yes, I was shackled, now I'm free again. I was scorned and I was spurned, every back to me was turned. You didn't have to, but you took me in. You took me in from the rain and snow. I was all alone, no place to go. In the heaven of took me in, yeah, you took me in,
you took me in,
you took me in,
you took me in,
you didn't have to, but you took me in.
Tim O'Brien at the Saturday Light Brigade. You took me in, and Guy Clark did Heading Back to California. From a relatively newly released album called Looking for the Words, featuring him live at the University of Houston Coffee House, recorded October 30th, 1970. Tommy in Virginia got the correct answer to this morning's Brigade Charade. He said, this one seemed easy to me. I said, that makes up for our mathematical puzzle early this morning. It's the pop quiz. Can you sound out the word that we're looking for? The clue is circular in nature. Three syllables altogether. Syllable one, mindless repetition. Syllable two, unit of measure. Syllable three, often follows ta. And looking at the correct answers here this morning. I see that Jess in the South Hills has it correct. John and Marjorie are in Harrisville. They have the answer correct. Susie in Alexandria also came up with it. And Larry and Vanessa in Michigan this morning came up with the correct answer. And I think I'm all caught up. If you did not hear us acknowledge your name, I am caught up. You can text us at 412-200-5975 or use Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. Tom is going to join us in a moment. We were talking about WSM radio, and Rick mentioned that his dad worked for National Life Insurance out of Nashville, the insurance company that owned WSM and the call letters We Shield Millions was the motto of that insurance company. And he mentions that his dad, out of one of the Pittsburgh offices in the 60s, he was what was called a debit insurance salesman, and would go and collect premiums for policies door to door. And he had territory in Manchester, as well as the Hill District in the Pittsburgh area. And he loved, writes Rick, the rock music of the 60s, but also loved bluegrass and country music, and learned about grits, collards, cornbread, and more. It is what led him to live in North Carolina, closer to the roots of the music, and helped him develop a love for Doc Watson, Earl Scruggs, Bill Monroe, and more. Who would have thunk a kid from Pittsburgh would end up being such a lover of the music, he writes. And that's a great story, especially bringing your dad into it as you did. Let's bring Tom into it now so he can give us the correct answer to today's Brigade Charade. Hello, Tom.
Oh, good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. You came up with it relatively quickly. It was Tommy said this one was pretty easy for most.
Well, I had to think of different circular objects, and went through my mind. And the first clue I thought would either be the first thing I thought of was routine.
Yes.
You know? And then I thought more about it, and I remember I thought, well, rote. Because if yes. Everything's rote, it's kind of boring or, you know, whatever.
Absolutely.
And then rote, and I kept thinking of rote. I thought of rototiller, but that was too many syllables.
Yes, too many.
And then I came up with rotunda.
Rotunda. Is that what I heard you say, rotunda?
Rotunda.
Indeed.
And I got the row and the ton, but I couldn't figure out the T-A. I kept thinking do-re-mi, but I couldn't remember what followed after do-re-mi, and I didn't know if there was a T-A in there, and then da followed the T-A.
No, the da follows ta, as in ta-da. So it was that kind of ta we were looking for. Let's see, do-re-mi-fa-so. I don't think there's. Yeah. Let's wait. Ta, do re mi fa so la ti. No, there is no ta in that, but there is
okay.
A da that follows the ta, as in ta da.
I started thinking about the different rotundas in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And I was thinking, I'm not sure about the Union Trust building. I know there's like a circular staircase around in the middle or on the edges of the big circle thing, and I wasn't sure if there was a rotunda there. And then I thought of the Pennsylvania Station down, you know, where the Amtrak comes in, and as you where people park, or I don't think they parked at one time, but they park there now, is a rotunda there. I think they have parties there, because I've seen tables sitting out there. And then there's something called the Bank Tower. I'm not sure if you know where that is.
Yes, that's downtown, right? I think.
Yeah, it's kind of like right. It's on 4th Avenue, kind of right up from Wood Street. It's in between a bunch of Point Park College's buildings. And it has a very unique, I mean, a really sharp spiral staircase. But I can't remember at the top of there's a rotunda. But then if you look at the building from outside, like down the street, it seems like there's a rounded dome top to it.
Yeah, any building with a domed top or a rounded hallway technically qualifies as a rotunda. I only know because I looked it up. I was kind of curious.
Well, then on the corner of Wood and maybe it's 4th Avenue again, there's an Arafat building. They converted it into, I mean, there used to be a Subway, not stop, but a Subway sandwich shop at the bottom.
Oh, okay.
And they converted it into a hotel. And that, I think, also has a spiral staircase. There was something, because if you go on little tours of downtown Pittsburgh with the history of landmarks of the different buildings, those mm-hmm. are usually included in the tour. And I just remember going in there, and it seemed like there was a spiral staircase, but I'm not sure if there was a rotunda at the top or not.
Interesting. Well, rotunda, are the original planetarium and the building that we are in, Buell Planetarium, the what was once Buell Planetarium, an institute for popular science, that would be considered a rotunda. There's a rotunda in the Capitol. Just lots of different possibilities.
Also, the building, I just thought of this. There's a 7-Eleven at the bottom. It's kind of up a little ways from the Benenum Center. Mm-hmm. And it's across from the kind of catty corner to the T station, Wood Street T station. And if you look at that building, it looks at the top. Also, it has a rotunda. I've never been in it, but it looks like it has a rotunda at the top of it.
Interesting.
And it was a notorious building at one time. I won't go into the details.
Thank you.
But they but they said a woman would not want to be seen going into that building. It would ruin her reputation.
I understand. Different times, as they say. I know where that 7-Eleven is and what is now the cultural district. Well done.
Right.
Tom, thanks as always for being here, and congratulations. If you came up with rote followed by ton, the unit of measure ton, and then what follows ta, why, that would be da. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in just a few moments. Good morning to Brian, who is on his way to Buffalo today. Here's hoping you have a nice Mother's Day visit. Thank you for being with us. You can listen to SLB by phone if you care to now. Now, ordinary long-distance rates apply, so you only want to do this if you know you have unlimited long-distance. Why, you may be wondering, would somebody want to listen by phone? Well, people that want to do that know why, but in case you're wondering, sometimes internet bandwidth is not plentiful or even available, depending on where you are. So all you need to do is call the number I'm about to give you, and you will hear the Saturday Light Brigade. It's 631-359-8728. 631-359-8728. Maybe we could make a word out of that. All the numbers have associated letters except for the one. I'll think about that as soon as I have a little spare time. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and you, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Broadway food, Cincinnati, don't get icky with the 1, 2, 3. Life is just so fine on the solid side of the line. So hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, put a racket back, it won't be food. Mama, shrimpers and rice, they're very nice. And then, of course, I like oysters, lobster, too. Like potatoes, but fish. When I come home from work at night, I get my favorite dish, fish. Hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight. Put a rack back, it wants seafood. Mama, shrimpers and rice, they're very nice.
Hold tight. Some seafood, Mama.
Waller at the Saturday Light Brigade. And this morning's High Clue is coming up in just a moment. I've been working on trying to see if our phone number spells anything. I'm getting some results. Our listen phone number, that is. Spells surprisingly, a few things. We'll see.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Health and Wellness Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
So far, the best one seems to be me, one, fly up at. Me, one, fly up at. I think that works, supposedly. I don't think that's going to catch on. We'd be better off commissioning a jingle for 631-359-8728. Big finish now. 8. Our high clue coming up in just a second.
This is Ebby, a student at Knock High School and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and I hope you'll join me at Warhol Art Making Event, hosted by Tony Beasley, at Homeward Early Learning Hub and Family Center on May 10th at 1 p.m. through 4 p.m. Warhol Art Making Event is a hands-on event for all ages. Any participant can still screen, create souvenirs, and learn about the famous Pittsburgh-born pop artist Andy Warhol. As a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador, I'll be following up with a story recapping the event. I hope to find people of all ages enjoying the creativity and history of Andy Warhol and more. To learn more about Homewood Early Learning Hub and Family Center, visit shrinetogether.org and select Community Resources. Warhol Art Making Event is just one of hundreds of free events running during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Days celebration from May 1st to May 23rd. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
Good morning to Jim and Crafton Heights, and a quick thank you to you if you are somebody who spreads the word about the Saturday Light Brigade. Despite our having been here since 1978 on this part of the dial, and despite your perhaps being a very long-time listener, more folks are discovering SLB every day. Maybe it's because they've recently moved to town. Maybe it's because they're only now sampling this part of the radio dial. Regardless, we're happy that you are with us. Please spread the word by going to slbradio.org. Everything you need to know is there, including how to listen online or how to find an affiliate on a public radio station in your region. Thank you for helping to let folks know about what it is we do here. Now, Ricky tells me that the High Clue has been audited for this morning. 17 syllables, all leading to one answer. Are you ready up for this morning's High Clue? I'm nearly ready. Here it is. Let's see how you do. Sally and brother watch this guest make a mess while in top hat and tie. Sally and brother watch this guest make a mess while in top hat and tie. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. That's a number that spells out nicely. Here's hoping that we'll hear from you if you think you've got the solution to this morning's High Clue. Once again, Sally and brother, watch this guest make a mess while in top hat and tie. Think you've got it?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
The Jacobs Ferry Stragglers, now with a beautiful song written by Cy Conn.
From a honeycomb, water. sugar cane and the wild rose on the mountain.
You have the Gina Furtado Project and Submarine, Wild Rose of the Mountain. Before that, we have a number of correct answers coming in to our high clue today. It's Mother's Day weekend, and this might have been something you and your mom can relate to. Sally and brother watch this guest make a mess while in top hat and tie. And it was a bow tie. that was red, and a red and white top hat. Before I just gave that clue, Russ thought it might be Snoopy looking for a hat with Sally. Not that. I guess if Fred Astaire from John and Carrick, Bruce has the correct answer. John and Addie of East Deer have it, as does John and Economy Burrow. And Tom got the correct answer, too. Did I mention Jim in Crafton Heights? Has it? He does. And I know Ricky was on the phone. Susie got the correct answer. And I wonder if you did. Well, the answer we were looking for, the cat in the hat. The cat in the hat, and it became a huge success for him. Dr. Seuss is the hymn I'm talking about, his first published book. And to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street in 1937, got good reviews, but was not a bestseller. Then came Horton Hatch's The Egg in 1940, and it was the first in a string of best-selling books. But his 1957 book, The Cat in the Hat, made him a household name, and the story is told from the perspective of Sally's brother, whose name we do not learn, and the cat comes to meet them in top hat and tie, and the rest, well, you probably know.
The sun did not shine. It was too wet to play. So he sat in the house all that cold, cold, wet day. I sat there with Sally. We sat there, we two, and I said, how I wish we had something to do. Too wet to go out, and too cold to play ball. So we sat in the house. We did nothing at all. So all we could do was to sit. 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 And we did not like it, not one little bit. And then something went bump. How that bump made us jump. We looked. Then we saw him step in on the mat. We looked. And we saw him, the cat in the hat. And he said to us, why do you sit there like that? I know it is wet and the sun is not sunny, but we can have lots of good fun that is funny. I know some good games we could play, said the cat. I know some new tricks, said the cat in the hat. A lot of good tricks, I will show them to you. Your mother will not mind at all if I do. Then Sally and I did not know what to say. Our mother was out of the house for the day. But our fish said, no, no, make that cat go away. Tell that cat in the hat you do not want to play. He should not be here. He should not be about. He should not be here when your mother is out. Now, now, have no fear, have no fear, said the cat. My tricks are not bad, said the cat in the hat. Why, we can have lots of good fun, if you wish, with a game that I call Up, Up, Up with a Fish. Put me down, said the fish. This is no fun at all. Put me down, said the fish. I do not wish to fall. Have no fear, said the cat. I will not let you fall. I will hold you up high as I stand on a ball with a book on one hand and a cup on my hat. But that is not all I can do, said the cat. Look at me. Look at me now, said the cat. With a cup and a cake on the top of my hat, I can hold up two books. I can hold up the fish and a little toy ship and some milk on a dish. And look, I can hop up and down on the ball. But that is not all. Oh, no, that is not all.
Look at me! Look at me! Look at me now!
It is fun to have fun, but you have to know how. I can hold up the cup and the milk and the cake. I can hold up these books and the fish on a rake. I can hold the toy ship and a little toy man. And look, with my tail, I can hold a red fan. I can fan with the fan as I hop on the ball. But that is not all. Oh, no. That is not all. That is what the cat said. Then he fell on his head. He came down with a bump from up there on the ball, and Sally and I, we saw all the things fall. And our fish came down, too. He fell into a pot. He said, "Do I like this? Oh, no, I do not. This is not a good game," said our fish as he lit. "No, I do not like it, not one little bit." "Now look what you did," said the fish to the cat. "Now look at this house, look at this, look at that. You sank our toy ship, sank it deep in the cake. You shook up our house and you bent our new rake. You should not be here when our mother is not. You get out of this house," said the fish in the pot. "But I like to be here. Oh, I like it a lot," said the cat in the hat to the fish in the pot. "I will not go away. I do not wish to go." "And so," said the cat in the hat. "So? So? So? Show you another good game that I know."
There's a little bit from the Cat in the Hat and a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. If you were able to come up with the Cat in the Hat, and here is just a little bit eliminate more.
Us. Eliminate us. I went to Cat Tech, where I studied the same. What other cats do you know who can make such a claim?
Very well, Dr. Calculatus. Find it and eliminate us yourself.
I shall indeed. When you've mislaid a certain something, keep your cool and don't get hot. Calculatus Eliminatus is the best friend that you've got. Calculatus Eliminatus always helps an awful lot. The way to find a missing something is to find out where it's not. It isn't here, I'll mark this X. It isn't there, I'll mark that Y. It isn't underneath the apple, mark the apple HKI.
It isn't in this keyhole.
No.
And it isn't on my knee.
Mark the keyhole, K300. Mark the knee, 57B. We just jot down all the places where it isn't. And gee whiz, very shortly we will locate where the missing object is.
It isn't here.
842J.
It isn't there.
F607. You can mark the piano, 22,000 decimal point 11.
It isn't in the icebox.
That's strange.
It's not on this TV.
Icebox 024 and a half. TV 1,000,003. When you've mislaid a certain something, keep your cool. Don't go to pot. Calculatus Eliminatus is the best friend that you've got.
Calculatus Eliminatus always helps an awful lot.
The way to find a missing something is to find out where it's not.
Alan Sherman is the voice there, and I was surprised to hear that. That's Calculatus Eliminatus at the Saturday Light Brigade and the Saturday Light Brigade charged you if you knew we were looking for the Cat in the Hat. My mom read me that book, but the one she really loved to read to me and that I loved for her to read up to me was anything involving Babar, the elephant. I loved those books when I was a kid, and I loved the way she read them.
Vocal Confluence joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Vocal Confluence, Pittsburgh's only all-voice barbershop a cappella chorus, presents Sounds of Steel, an a cappella tribute to Pittsburgh artists, featuring artists who were born and raised in the Pittsburgh area. Sounds of Steel takes place on Saturday, May 17th, and Sunday, May 18th, at the First Presbyterian Church of Edgewood. More information on Sounds of Steel and Vocal Confluence is available at vocalconfluence.org.
Be the first to learn about upcoming on-air guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings.
Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
This is Ebby, a student at Knock High School and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and I hope you'll join me at Warhol Art Making Event, hosted by Tony Beasley, at Homeward Early Learning Hub and Family Center on May 10th at 1 p.m. through 4 p.m. Warhol Art Making Event is a hands-on event for all ages. Any participant can still screen, create souvenirs, and learn about the famous Pittsburgh-born pop artist Andy Warhol. As a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador, I'll be following up with a story recapping the event. I hope to find people of all ages enjoying the creativity and history of Andy Warhol and more. To learn more about Homewood Early Learning Hub and Family Center, visit shrinetogether.org and select Community Resources. Warhol Art Making Event is just one of hundreds of free events running during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Days celebration from May 1st to May 23rd. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
We have a very special series of summer camps taking place. If you're a rising high school student, for example, or know of one about to enter 9th, 10th, 11th, or 12th grade, we have a camp that focuses on radio broadcasting and podcasting. Students taking part will get a chance to plot out a radio program, figure out its format, how it's going to work. They'll get to create a pilot episode or two, get some feedback, and then create some additional episodes. No experience is needed, and best of all, scholarships are available, full and partial. Learn more at slbradio.org/summercamps2025. That's slbradio.org/summercamps2025. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRTP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM Keysport, and slbradio.org/radio.
If you can sign your name on the bottom line, thank a teacher, thank a teacher. If you know that Longfellow wrote Evangeline, thank a teacher, an English teacher. If you can drive a car, pick a banjo or guitar, you name a constellation just by looking at the star. No matter where you're at or who you think you are, thank a teacher. If you can grow tomatoes, if you can read a book, if you had a granny in the kitchen teaching you to cook, remember all the little lessons you learned when you were young, like how to tie your tennis shoes, when to hold your tongue. I'm still working on that last one. If you know the seven deadly sins by name, thank a teacher, maybe a nun. If you can keep a scorecard at a baseball game, thank a teacher, maybe a coach. There's a teacher and a mother, a teacher and a dad, a teacher and the lover that'll left you feeling sad. No matter what the good, no matter what the bad, thank a teacher. If you can count to 20, play a game of 21, You know enough to cover up when you're in the sun. You spent a summer getting swimming lessons at the pool. You might have even had a teacher in a school. Imagine that. Well, if you can ride a bicycle up and down a hill, thank a teacher, thank a teacher. If you know that photosynthesis depends on chlorophyll, thank a teacher, a science teacher. If you can row a boat or ride in a toboggan while you're tweeting and a texting, posting and a blogging, have a little notion up there in your noggin, thank a teacher. So thank you, Mr. Llewellyn. Thank you, Miss Wirtz. Thank you, Mrs. Eckert. I'm not forgetting you, Dr. Phoenix. Thank a teacher. Thank a teacher. Thank a teacher. Thanks, Teach.
There is Joel Mabus at the Saturday Light Brigade, one of our favorites, who continues to record. It's the end of Teacher Appreciation Week, but not the end of our affection and fondness for teachers who we should be celebrating all year long. Thanks for a great school year with a month or so to go. All indications are that the Soundhound is about to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. He's getting ready to unveil the sound that he has found for today. That will be coming up in just a few moments here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's S-P-A-C-I-A-L audio.com.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org. For details.
This is Camille Howard, a student at Montour High School and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and I hope you'll join me at Family STEAM Days hosted by Myerstown Community Library at Myerstown Community Library on Saturday, May 17th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Please join us for a fun day of STEAM stations with the whole family. Drop in for an activity or two or stay the whole afternoon. This event is free and is wheelchair accessible. As a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador, I'll be following up with the story recapping some of the events. Those events include a paper airplane competition, sinker float demonstration, bridge construction challenges, and dice edition math games. They will have small prizes for visitors who compete and complete all of the activities and hope to provide a photo booth area for the families to take pictures together. To learn more about Family STEAM Days, visit the Myerstown Community Library website or visit remakelearningdays.org. Family STEAM Day is just one of hundreds of free events running during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Day celebration from May 1st to May 23rd. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
Wow. Camille is one of the students that I know quite well. We've been working with her for a number of years. She's now 17 and is due to graduate next year. She's just finishing her junior year. There are over 100 students that have created Remake Learning Days preview announcements like the ones you've been hearing throughout the morning, and it's been a pleasure for our staff to be coaching them all across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. You can learn more about events in your neck of the woods at Remake Learning Days. .org. And the Soundhound is finally here. Oh, you've been here all along, you say. Well, let us get out. The sound that you brought, and yes, indeed, this is an interesting sound. The Soundhound wanted us to know that he's very proud of the sound that he found today. Here it is. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Here it is one more time. Do you have an idea of what that sound might be?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at SLB.